It's time to make your last-minute firearm adjustments before the hunts arrive. We have a few suggestions to improve your hunting experience next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud. Make your last minute firearm adjustments to give you an edge for the upcoming hunts. Brant Taylor with Taylor Gunsmithing goes over a few options.
Like you say, your optics, a good scope is really important nowadays. Almost everybody has a scope on their rifles. Maybe somebody has purchased a package rifle before. The less expensive scope, and they don't always last. They're not always the quality of glass that we might like. We might like to upgrade there. If you can't see the target, it's really hard to hit it. So a good scope is important. I had people have me put backup iron sights on their rifles because most rifles don't have iron sights on them nowadays. If you don't have a good recoil pad, I really recommend that. A high-powered rifle, good recoil pad is going to save you a lot of anxiety, especially while you're practicing. You don't really feel it when you're shooting that big buck or big bull, but while you're practicing, if that rifle's beating you up, you're not going to like to practice as much, and you're not going to be as effective with your trigger control if you're anticipating getting whacked with your rifle. Out at several hundred yards, a thousandth of an inch of movement of the muzzle of that rifle magnifies itself a lot at those distances, and a thousandth of movement at the end of your rifle is going to give you several inches way out there. So,
thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.